What it does is reaches into your brain chemically and locates your happiest memory chemically, and then locks onto that emotion and freezes it chemically, and then it keeps your happy happy.
Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to The Selling Out Show, where we screw up life at our leisure for your listening pleasure. We have a great show planned for you today where we're going to talk about the state of the world, the entire planet Earth. Actually, no, we might bring it down a little bit, stay more focalized, and just talk about the good old U.S. of A. But I am one of your hosts, David Schultz, and over here at my side is my co-host, Nate Gorzinski, and at the other side, my other co-host, Toby Schofield. Gentlemen, how are you both this fine evening?
I'm good. I'm happy to be with you guys on the other side of New Year's, you know, yeah, to discuss this wonderful reality we live in. But I don't know, Toby, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, the last time we talked, I feel like the world was just slightly different. Like, I feel like so much has happened since the last recording session. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's fair to say.
Different in a good way or bad way?
It was
already a trash fire, you know?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. Could it be worse? I think it's worse. I'm going to say worse.
maybe a little worse.
Yeah. I mean, things ended up okay. I mean, I don't know if we want a spoiler alert here, but the way things are, in my opinion, has kind of ended okay. But I don't know where you want to start this. Dave, you're kind of running this. You're driving this buggy.
I am the ringleader, huh? I'm the rickshaw operator of our humble little program. So yes, without further ado, let's talk some politics.
Let's get political, political. Come on, let's get political. Let's get political. Time for politics talk.
Now, guys, the elephant in the room, or the elephant in the Capitol, really, happened to be the siege on January 6, 2021. We just thought everything was going to be rosy and all right. Crazy hillbillies and MAGAs, whatever the hell you want to call them. It's your preference. You're free to call them whatever you'd like. The elephant stormed the United States Capitol. Now, I, for one, can say I was pretty shocked by what I saw on TV, even though I did, in fact, expect such a thing, knowing that anybody who followed the big orange turd in the White House would not let go of that power. How'd you guys feel seeing this stuff unfold on TV?
Okay, so I felt like there was a huge... What's the word?
What?
I know. I'm trying to think of the word. I went blank on it. There's not very good consistency with these fine folk. I don't care about politics at all. Okay. My issue comes down to the BLM movements and the riots that happened, and people immediately being like, oh, it's okay for BLM to riot and break businesses and stuff, but this isn't. And every comment I saw on Facebook, and I shouldn't have been like this. I shouldn't have tried to butt in because I'm not a smart, well-spoken man.
You're not a big buttinski either. You know what I mean? You know better than stick your toe in those kind of waters. There's sharks in there.
Yeah. So I did butt in like a dummy, and I was like, listen, the BLM movements were about an unjust murder, and people were pissed because
several
they wanted
unjust
it.
Murders.
Yes, many, not
of
just
unjust
one.
Unjust murders.
Yes, but these people wanted justice for innocent people being killed.
Right.
These people at our Capitol were crying about, who may have won or didn't win. And that was my biggest issue with it. If there would have been, I don't feel like there was in their head. We got to state it. Like, they think that the election was stolen from Trump.
Right.
But like, if they were actually fighting for something, like if there was something tragic that happened, I think I'd be like, yeah, dude, like fucking storm it, like, you know, get change. But this was just because they were upset.
Not the right cause. It didn't go their way. That's what you're saying. Yeah. It wasn't
it wasn't the right cause.
Right.
Yeah. This was just like, okay, this is history repeating itself just about, because the Civil War, I mean, what happened before the Civil War, all the Confederate states, they left because their guy didn't become president. Lincoln won, and they were like, oh, this Lincoln and his crazy views. And so it's almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
And then even Texas didn't. What'll happen at the Texas Capitol?
What? When?
Like a couple of days ago.
Oh,
and like a bunch of
another siege. I don't know. Honestly,
I don't even know. I'm in Texas.
I don't pay attention to your pissant little state.
Yeah, you know, well, Cracker Jack state you got there. But Toby, yeah. I watch the news. You tell me. I don't even know what's going on. Is this a hot take? Is this fresh off the press?
No, this is just a few days ago. Like something happened where a bunch of armed guys went up to the Texas Capitol, and Texas law says that you can have firearms on that said property.
Of course it does.
Yeehaw, we're Texans down here in the Zell. Yeah. So yeah, they were like wanting to secede or something, which is very much like the beginning of the Civil War, like all the Confederates leaving because their guy didn't win.
Well,
so
Toby, not to interrupt you, and I want to hear Nate's take as well, because you know you are a political Toby, so it's kind of good you went first, because you don't really have a side, right?
No,
you don't.
No.
You don't pick. Yeah, you're like, I'm good with all this crap.
I think they're idiots. Can I say that much?
You think we're all who is political or has any leanings, we're all fools.
No, I think the people that stormed the Capitol are idiots.
Okay.
But that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, the only thing I was going to say to you was when you had mentioned that history is repeating itself and the Confederacy and everything else, they had mentioned on news media many a times that this was like the first time ever a Confederate flag was actually, you know, waved and strewn about within the capital of the United States. So in many ways, this was unprecedented what had occurred. Now, Nate, what were you thinking there, kiddo?
Well, I was thinking, first of all, when we were talking about when Toby was talking about the cause and how it's all for a dude, you know, arguing with the results of the election, I'm thinking, yeah, and it's an election that the dude doesn't even seem to want the job. You know, he doesn't he's not around. He doesn't seem to want to get any of his briefings. He's never been interested in learning how government really works, it seems like. He's more in love with just his own power, and it's all ego. Like, never has there been a man who's been solely run by his ego, like, obviously, more, like, out there. He's, he's just a big, swollen ego, and it's... Now the guy is like a big raw nerve of an ego, because he's been put there. 2020 has been a rough year on everyone, but maybe most of all to Donald Trump, it seems like, you know, because by now he's like lost the election multiple times, multiple challenges. His legal team's been made to look like fools. Everyone's been exposed. Like, it's ridiculous. And now he's lost his party, the Senate, as well as, you know, the Democrats holding on the House. Not to turn this into a big political thing, but I guess we are talking about what's going on in the world.
Yes, indeed. So let it
so
loose,
he
brother.
So Trump inadvertently, I saw a great meme where it said Trump inadvertently made America great again. Look at that. he lost the Senate, as well as the presidency and everything else. So I don't know. I try not to be I'm trying to not be my father's son. My father's a huge right winger. My father's a Fox News guy all the way. He's a Trumpist. It's like, but I am the.
Oh, he plays music.
Well,
no, not a trumpeteer.
No. Oh yeah. I'm like, I missed that.
Right.
I went over my head.
That's like the Mickey Mouse Club of Trump fans right there. They all wear orange.
I'm sorry,
wigs.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, I would deny that I was like my father for so long, but I'm like, I am exactly like him. Like, but I'm on the other side, but like, I have trouble staying away from arguments about it. I have trouble keeping politics out of this show sometimes, you know, like we've tried not to for the most part. I think our politics have kind of come out here or there, but for the most part, we don't make the show about that. And, but it's like so all encompassing right now. If this episode can be like a time capsule, which they should be, you know, we have a recorded, piece of history, what's going on right now. Our show can talk about, like, look, we can look back on this. You know, we weren't recording when 9/11 happened, but this is like another national crazy event. And, so, yeah, so we might as well talk about it. And, yeah, it's a weird time, folks. Looking back, this was a weird time.
What if, when in 20 years we listen to this recording again and we're like, oh, man, if only we knew back then that Trump was actually on the other side. Like, he was doing all this crazy shit to unite us.
Oh, this, Jesus,
this was
Christ.
This was his plan all along.
That's like Q character. That's like Antifa was the one storming into the into the Capitol building.
No. I hope he tries to spin it one day where he's like, ah, my plan went perfectly.
Yeah. He would. I mean, you know, if he was smart enough, someone around him would probably say something like that. Oh, this is all according to plan. Yeah, that's what he wanted to do the whole time.
Kellyanne Conway's going to be denying that he ever was president at all. She just denies everything anyway. Or Kayleigh McEnany. I haven't seen Kellyanne Conway in a while.
Whoever. But, whatever blonde he has representing him in front of a microphone and camera. But, you know, Nate, you said he had like the worst, or he has the worst 2021 right now.
Yeah.
Losing the election multiple times, impeached twice, yada. Fuck him. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Fucking guy letting all these motherfuckers die of COVID and everything else and really only caring about himself and not the country he's elected to represent.
Absolutely. But I'm not saying I have sympathy for him.
Let's get him in a fucking prison cell. That's what's next. Yeah, you know, that's where he fucking belongs. And that's why he doesn't want to concede this election, because he knows he's in big motherfucking trouble.
Yeah. And a lot of debt that if he loses the impeachment, if he's convicted of that, he can't like benefit from all the benefits that ex-presidents get. He can't run again, obviously, but yeah, because we hadn't even mentioned until you just said that that's another thing that's happening right now, is the president is the first president in U.S. history to ever be impeached twice.
Rapidly, and, you know, and for just cause.
Yeah. He was the one inciting the riots at the Capitol building. He was the one, stoking the fires, like starting the fires. He's the reason for the fire. He's been starting this thing for he started it back in 2016 when he said, if I lose this election, it's because it's rigged. He's like setting that shit up way in the beginning so his fans were ready to be pissed off if he ran and call it an injustice. He's been doing that the whole fucking time.
They're more than fans; they're cultists. That's
that's the thing.
Yeah.
What president has had fans?
Right. I know.
These are fans. Yeah. Cult. Whatever you call them, whatever you want, but like fans, just to not step on anyone's toes and be like, oh, I'm not a cult. But like, like, what president has had fucking fans that had their fucking merchandise, except 90-year-old women that are like, I love this president, you know what I'm...
Well, most people wouldn't, or most previous presidents wouldn't, because it wasn't political theater played out the way it is now. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. It's not the same thing. This is our reality TV now. So, of course, this fucking piece of crap is going to merchandise everything under the sun. You know what I mean?
And he was a reality show star. So he was a game show host, you know? He was reality TV. So this is just more of it. And, I saw the best thing a friend of mine, I keep talking about memes or things people posted, but honest to God, my friend posted, like, now that Biden's president, watch me never put a sign out or wear a hat with his name on it for 4 years, like a fucking weirdo, you know, like who does that?
No, he's right. And it's safe to wear red hats again. I thank God for that, because I own red hats, and I haven't
so is Fred Durst.
In 4 years. Right.
Fred Durst is good.
You know? At least he wore his backwards so you couldn't read what the hell it said anyway. But I mean,
he was rolling.
He did it for the nookie.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you guys something though. Right now, it's very serious. And this is when I was watching all this stuff unfold on TV, I was less like, oh my God, look at these hillbillies smashing windows at the Capitol and fucking, I can't believe they're on the floor and everything else like that. I kept thinking, all the terrorists that have ever tried to attack America, they win. They've won. They did it.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to do it. We're set on a mission to destroy ourselves.
I know.
You see? And the thing that we should be most scared of going forward is, okay, cool. We got, if you're like me and Nate and, you know, you are a liberal, You're thinking, okay, we got control. Okay, so maybe we're not crazy about Biden, but there's going to be things that are going to be able to be passed and not have, you know, the Republicans going to not going to be able to snuff this stuff out. For example, like the higher minimum wage, better stimulus
universal
packages.
Healthcare, yeah.
Yeah, all this stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that brings me back to, like, for example, when Obama was president, because before Trump got elected, all these motherfuckers were laying in the weeds. All these sons of bitches were out there, but they weren't able to go out in public and talk about things the way that they can with Trump. They're not emboldened. They're not, you know, allowed to do so. So they're still going to be there. All these crazy fucking racist, evil, sicko nutbags, they're still there. How do we get rid of them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to be the tough thing. They're still going to have kids and grandkids and minds that are going to mold and warp in all the worst ways. And we're going to have to deal with this again in the future. It's not over. It's not over by a long shot.
Of course not. Dude, it's not even the points of view as far as racism and whatever. It's the weird denial of reality and the network of, like, misinformation, like, weird shit. I mean, these networks had that were the couple that were supplying all this nonsense to the people. The people believe such crazy shit, but it's because they're being told it from someone. And it's not just Trump. The networks were, like, making him seem more legitimate. But honestly, I've been saying, like, if you're willing to accept the word of one source over all other form, like, evidence, then it's the same thing. That's why a lot of these Trump supporters are also big Bible people. I mean, no offense to some religious people, but it's like certain things where it's like you deny evolution or it's certain, like, over all other evidence because one source tells you. And why do you believe that one source? Because that one source says that that one source is correct. So, you know, it's that circular logic, and that's that same shit. That's why so many of them are also, like, going into storming the Capitol and then praying to Jesus, like, consecrating the act in the name of Christ and all this craziness. Like, it's, I don't know, man. It's weird. We're at a weird point. And what's scary, my point was just that what's scary is not just that there's so many racists and whatnot, but so many people that just believe in crazy shit, like reality, like alternative facts.
Yeah.
Like, we can't, that's why the flat earthers are around now. Oh my God. I'm not.
Well, here, Nate and Toby, both you guys, like, I've said this before. Okay. And I think it bears repeating now, is that the other thing about his, cult base, if you will, is some of these, and we all have friends that might be Republicans or they were seem like much more sane people before Trump took office. And the reason for this is because even if they don't agree with all of his crap, he might have one thing, just that one fucking thing that is like a taboo issue or something they might be considering a dirty little secret, but they care about it.
Yeah.
And it's like a cable, like you bundle your internet and your phone and everything together.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, well, okay, he's going to stick up for immigration or whatever and keep the immigrants out. So even though I think everything else he says is wacky, I got to stick with him.
Right.
I got the bundle package. So now here we go, you know?
Yep. Because it's a checklist. I don't agree with climate change, abortion, like all these things. If you're, you know what I mean? It's, yeah, right. It's a package deal. So.
Yeah. So you may only agree with one thing, but they still go along with it because they don't want to be considered liberals. They don't want to be far left snowflakes.
Yep. Socialists.
Socialists. I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders. I did vote for Bernie Sanders.
Of course.
God
too.
Damn it.
Can we just talk about the irony of the snowflake thing and fuck your feelings?
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, we don't even have to touch on it anymore.
Yeah.
That just says enough about
enough
it
said.
Right there.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, you know, we got pretty heavy and serious about this. It, you know, and to be honest with you, we had a few laughs too, but I mean, it is a very serious issue. And Nate had mentioned, and Toby, we discussed looking back on this 20 years from now, we're going to be like, wow, that was a really big moment in the history of our country and something, I know, in our lives, maybe. I mean, I have a kid.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the fucking history books for crying out loud.
Yeah. Right.
But that being said, I really want to take some time here to expose you both to a little game show action, if you will. Kind of open up my tweed jacket, let you into my inner workings.
See, I told you he was driving this buggy.
Yes, I am, because I want to do a little trivia. What do you guys say?
Sure.
Okay.
This humdinger of a program is being brought to you by our sponsors, Northland Vapor, Alpine Hemp, and Spunk Lube. Be sure to visit alpinehemp.com, northlandvapor.com, and use code SELLINGOUT19 to save 19% off your entire order. That's a crackerjack of a deal, folks. And Spunk Lube will make your partner happy. Oh, yes, indeedy. I can testify to that. Now, on with the show!
Welcome to America's least favorite red, white, and bone-headed quiz program, Hail to the Beef! Here's your host, Maximilian Million! Hold that applause, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. I truly do appreciate it. Welcome to Hail to the Beef, where you are impotus to us. Anyway, all kidding aside, we are joined by two dapper young gentlemen today, Nate Gorzinski and Toby Schofield, who will be answering trivia questions that pertain to the American government and U.S. presidents. There are three rounds of multiple choice questions. Some real brain busters here, if you know what I mean. So throw a saddle on them donkeys and slide down them trunks. It's now time to play Hail to the Beef.
Okay, guys, now, who wants to go first?
I'm happy to go first.
Okay,
good. Because Toby seems less than enthused. He's done this game show bit before.
Listen, let's dive right in. Jim Carrey's Yes Man, and, you know, I'm saying yes to everything.
Let's do this. Great. Toby did take part in Jive Turkey, which was our Thanksgiving episode, I believe, 2 years ago.
Right. I got like 2 out of 3 questions out or something.
I still want people to check out that show, so no spoilers, please. Okay, these questions are random. Nate, you're going to go first. So,
all right.
The first question. Which president famously claimed, "I cannot tell a lie"? Was it A, Dwayne Elizondo, Mountain Dew, Herbert Camacho, B,
nice,
Dave Kovic, or C, George Washington?
Oh, man, this is tough. Can I phone a friend?
You could. There's no rules. Fizz. I have no rules whatsoever, so you can ask your cat if you really want.
That's what I'm doing. Fizz, what do you think? He says I should say Washington, but I'm not sure. I'll do a 50. No, Washington. Washington.
You are correct, sir. Yes, it is indeed George Washington, because he was a little prick that decided to chop down his father's cherry tree.
Was that first answer choice from Idiocracy?
It was. Yes. It was indeed.
I knew that sounded familiar.
Okay, so...
Do I get a point for that?
No, you don't.
Damn it.
But you get an attaboy. Toby, now for you, sir.
Okay. Right on.
What presidential candidate ran with the campaign slogan of "A chicken in every pot, a car in every garage"? Was it A, Richard Nixon, B, Herbert Hoover, or C, Frank Underwood?
I want to know what the joke is for Frank Underwood, because I don't even know what that character is.
Oh, so you know it's not a president. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't remember Frank Underwood.
No, you don't. Okay. All right. Well,
I don't know all my presidents. Okay. I'm just going to say, what was answer choice A? Because that Richard Nixon? Is that what you said?
A was Richard Nixon, B was Herbert Hoover, and C was Frank Underwood.
Herbert Hoover. I feel like I'm being tricked on... That's not the right name. I don't know. I feel stupid already. Give me A. I'm going with A. Richard Nixon, because that's the only one that I recognize.
And you would be incorrect. It was actually Herbert Hoover in 1928, who was a Republican, and he won the election, and years later, the Democrats would mock him, saying, "Where are our chickens?" Because I guess he didn't deliver on that promise.
Right. And Frank Underwood was famously impeached for touching underage boys.
Yes, that
at
was
work
Kevin,
as an actor.
Kevin Spacey, yes, from House of Cards, Toby. So yeah, you were onto something
there.
Oh,
okay. There. Okay.
Oh, I hear a sound. What does that mean? It's our deadly rhetoric round. Nate, which Texas senator helped incite the attack on the U.S. Capitol January 6th, 2021? Was it A, Ned Blues, B, Fred Snooze, or C, Ted Cruz?
It was the man with the most punchable face in politics, Ted Cruz.
And you are correct again, sir. Very good. No cat needed to help you with that one.
Who was that first answer choice?
It was Ned Blues, Fred Snooze, or Ted Cruz.
Why do I feel like I'm getting screwed already?
What are you talking about?
I went first, man. You should have gone first.
Damn it. Okay.
These are randomly generated.
You can't trick me this time.
Okay.
Nothing's getting past this.
All right, you're going to get this one. I got a good feeling this one is right up your alley. So, Toby, your question. The Fairness Doctrine was a policy established in 1949 that required the holders of a broadcast license to present controversial issues of public importance in a fair and balanced manner. Now, this had to be honest, equitable, and, as I just mentioned, balanced. But it was later eliminated by the FCC in 1987. Who was the president at that time? Was it A, Ronald Reagan, B, David Palmer, or C, Yahoo Sirius?
Hold on, is David Palmer from Dave?
No.
No.
Is that the president of Dave?
No.
No.
Damn it. Okay, A.
A, you got one correct, sir. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
It was Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
Right.
Who was that? It was B.
David Palmer, which was from the television series 24.
Okay.
Which actually, a little side note here, when I was watching The Siege on the Capitol, I'm like, where the fuck is Jack Bauer? Okay.
Or Gerard Butler.
Any of them. It didn't matter. Yeah. None of them. It was just like, okay, all that stuff you saw on TV was an absolute lie. Okay, Nate, for your final question. So far, you're 2 for 2. Let's see if you can go all the way and run the gamut and get them all correct.
I'm 2 for 2 like Trump.
You are. Indeed, you are. Which president was immortalized in two forms of currency? One being a 50-cent coin and the other made of chocolate. Was it A, JFK, B, OPP, or C, NWA?
Tempted to say NWA, but I know it was just Easy E, so it's not the whole group, so that's a trick. I think I'm going to go with JFK, because I once saw one of those 50-cent coins.
Once.
And you are, in fact, correct, making you the winner.
Yes.
By default, because Toby, you got one wrong, so you know.
I know.
You're not going to even embarrass him with the last
question? No, I will. No, because the next question is I think he should hear this, because Toby is, in fact, a big gamer, and this has to do with games.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Toby, in 1942, the mayor of New York City, Mr. LaGuardia, banned what game, stating that it provided means for juvenile delinquency, gambling, and corruption? A, Parcheesi, B, pinball, or C, skee-ball?
Ooh, that's, I would have to say, like, pinball. I'm going with pinball. I don't know. I don't know when pinball was invented.
But it sounds good, right? Pinball.
It sounds fucking good. Like, I could imagine, like, an old, I don't know. Yeah, pinball. We're going with pinball.
You are correct.
Yes!
I cannot believe it, because, Toby, I'm going to be honest with you. Nate, to be perfectly honest with everybody here, that game was, in fact, rigged. I gave Toby all the hard questions.
I knew it!
Yeah, Yahoo Serious. President Yahoo Serious is tough.
Well, okay, listen. All right, some of the multiple choice answers were easy, but yes, my plan was to get a little top-heavy on our friend Toby there.
You jerk. Mm. He likes to make me sweat.
Did you sweat? Are you sweaty?
A little bit. I was stressed out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice and sweaty. Mm. Mom's spaghetti. You nervous?
Gonna make you sweat like CNC Music Factory? That's a dated reference.
Oh, let's look that one up in 20 years. What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both for playing this trivia round. It's been a blast, highly enjoyable. And, Nate, you win. So being the winner, you can do anything to Toby that you would like.
All right. Too bad he's so far away. All I can do is flash him, show him my junk.
So big.
Yeah.
That did not just happen. So, guys, well, anyway, what do you say we take a little break and then we return? Maybe some Nate's notes? Does that sound good?
Sure.
Perfect.
I mean, Nate, you're the winner. We can do whatever you want. We can just...
I want you guys to write in Nate's notes and do one right now.
Okay. In 1942, pinball, New York City.
Dust off your LPs. It's time for Nate's notes. Notes.
2020 left many scars. Lots of people have been brutally impacted by tragedy, so I really have been lucky myself. But whether it was loss of financial stability, loss of a loved one, or a general sense of loss of connection, no one really made it through completely intact. I remember thinking back on all the memes and jokes from the end of 2016, when it seemed like that was the shittiest year imaginable, to be so young and naive. One of 2016's sharpest stings to some of us was the death of David Bowie, the death of a legend that came seemingly out of nowhere, as David and his people had kept it a secret that he was in failing health. The amount of joy that Bowie's work has contributed to my life is a gift that I'm eternally grateful for, and so I feel a little guilt, honestly having to admit that part of the sting comes from the fact that I personally won't be able to enjoy another record of new material from such a talented songwriter and performer. But it also just feels like a bright light has gone out, as cliched and in retrospect candle in the wind-ish as that sounds. But, you know, as we were just about to celebrate the end of this awful year on December 31st, foolishly assigning some evil mojo to the ticks of clocks, as though a little further around the sun would be magically where all the bad news would end, 2020 held one more surprise for some of us, making a further argument for believing in cursed time periods. Daniel Dumoulin, a man who's gone by many names throughout his storied and prolific career in hip-hop, was reported on New Year's Eve to have died. I mean, it was reported on New Year's, not that he died on New Year's. The weird thing is that Dumoulin, or we can shorten it to his chosen moniker, Doom, and remember, all caps when you spell the man's name, died 2 months earlier on Halloween, and this was the first any of us fans knew about it. Doom was one of those perfect blends of a super talented wordsmith with a really well-defined, albeit fictional, persona. He was a big crossover act, appealing to alternative music fans and those who just appreciated his sense of playfulness and his constant references to Saturday morning cartoons, movies, and comic books. But he could also be considered your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, one of those dudes who just commands respect from others in his trade. The story of Doom, the artist, started when he was known as Zev Love X, performing with his brother, DJ Sub Rock, in the group KMD. They had some success in the late 80s with their debut record, but their label got cold feet when the second KMD record addressed sensitive race issues a bit too overtly, not just lyrically, but with the album artwork. The record was shelved, and for Zev Love X, a.k.a. Daniel Dumoulin, it couldn't have happened at a worse time. His brother and partner DJ Sub Rock had also just died suddenly after being hit by a car. For the next decade, nobody really heard from Zev Love X. He got older, gained some weight, drank a lot. Most importantly, he owned his craft. And then a funny thing happened. A mysterious wordsmith called MF Doom appeared on the scene in the late 90s, who wore a metal mask over his face, who rhymed about being a horribly disfigured supervillain, who modeled his persona after famed Fantastic Four nemesis Dr. Doom. The name is both a nod to Dumoulin's interest in comics and cartoons, and a play on his own last name, Doom from Dumoulin. The MF was originally said to stand for Mad Flows, but over time, it came to mean Metal Face, or Metal Fingers, when he was acting as a producer. Doom became famous for wearing the mask, which went through a couple transformations, but most famously was fashioned from a repurposed helmet from the movie Gladiator. He'd otherwise dress in a remarkably unremarkable way. He never wore jewelry, and he took pride in not wearing the cliché gold chain. He'd often be so nondescript that on tour, he would reportedly hang out at clubs before donning the mask and taking the stage, completely unnoticed by the rabid fans that would soon be singing along to every word once the show started. And people knew he was the dude from KMD back in the day. He just had changed a lot over the years and didn't really make public appearances without the mask. And yeah, he was really just this chubby dude wearing normal, unflashy clothes and a shiny metal mask over his face, and often glasses over the mask. I could go into the iconic albums he released, albums under the name MF Doom, and eventually just Doom, spelled with all caps, as well as a ton of side projects under names like King Ghidorah, Victor Vaughn, Mad Villain, Danger Doom, and others, projects he did with various producers, and a lot of work with other MCs. Guest spots he did on work by other artists from Kool Keith to Gorillaz, but that would take forever to go into all that, and honestly, it's better for you to just go discover it for yourself. It's all jaw-dropping poetry, all super clever wordplay. I'm partial to the first Victor Vaughn record myself, and the Mad Villain record that he did with producer Madlib is regarded as legendary for good reason. So those may be a couple places to start if you're new. Doom really was a pioneering artist, and his influence has been felt more and more over the years in the output of dudes like Tyler the Creator, Thundercat, or Childish Gambino, dudes weirding things up in the realms of hip-hop, R&B, and funk, dudes that are unabashed in their love of comic culture, gaming, and anime. Doom was that guy that said, "I'm one of you," and it really seemed true. He was a nerd when it wasn't cool, yet he was still so cool. And there are now stories coming out about an almost finished sequel to that aforementioned legendary Mad Villain project that is most likely going to see the light of day sometime this year. Kind of strange how I mentioned Bowie being the last artist whose death really affected me this much. And in both of these cases, their deaths were complete shocks to their respective musical fields. But at least I can take selfish comfort in the fact that both artists left some last piece of work to remember them by, even though both had already given us so much more than we really deserve. So, see you later, Doom. I miss you. I know you guys, I don't know how much you're into hip-hop, Toby, but I know Dave's not a big hip-hop guy, but Doom is just a character. And even if you're not into hip-hop, it's like, you gotta appreciate, like, the references. He's rhyming about flux capacitors and fucking, you know what I mean? Like, he's crazy, and he's amazing. And
you know, I feel like just a month or two ago, you were telling me, you were like, you know, because all my online names are Toby Von Doom, and you're like, "Hey, have you ever listened to MF Doom?" And I've heard of him and stuff, and I remember you sent me a song, and I was like, "All right, this is pretty cool." But like, it was just a month or two ago. So, and like you had said, when did he get sick? In October?
Yeah, well, no, he's okay. So I didn't mention this in my piece, and I'm sorry, I'm just keep talking here, but I'm just such a fan, and this affected me so much. But so they never released a cause of death. Like, his girlfriend said, basically, he died back on Halloween, and
okay,
and now it's 2 months later. So just quickly, his son had recently died. Like, he had a teenage son who died, I'm talking in like 2017, 2018. And the rumor is that Doom killed himself. They haven't really confirmed that, but it's like, and I'm almost like, did his girl like wait until like the end of the year so we could at least just be like, look, the year's ending, you can get through this. Like, if you found out back in October, it would have sucked. You know, you would have been just like, fuck this year. But now you're like, at least the year's almost over.
I just find that really weird that, you know, you, again, I feel like it was maybe 2 months ago, which, you know, which is close enough to October
right
at this point.
Weird.
And you, Yeah, it's just really weird timing that you were like, yeah, and it was just because of, you know, you were like, oh yeah, you know, do you listen to this because of all of your Doom references? So
yeah.
As soon as I heard the news, I was like, whoa, yeah. Nate was just telling me to listen to him not too long ago. Weird. It's weird.
And I, you know, am not an MF Doom fan. I am a comic book fan.
Right.
Nate, you mentioned references. And to kind of relate this to your piece a little bit, you said he was your rapper's favorite rapper.
Right.
When his passing went public, I recognized all the names paying tribute to the man more than I'm familiar with the man's body of work itself.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you know.
Yeah, and like you had said, it was also not specific to one genre.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Tom York from Radiohead actually paying his condolences to the family. So he did have a very deep and profound impact on a lot of people and the industry itself, you know. So, yeah, it was quite the news and stirred up social media quite a bit as well.
Yeah, it was a big shock that night, I remember. I was getting ready. I was watching the Three Stooges marathon with my girl and Joey. And all of a sudden I'm on Facebook like, holy shit. My friend of mine had put Doom's face as his, you know, avatar or whatever on Facebook and his profile pic. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, I just kind of like went on his thing. Right. Yeah. And then I'm like, whoa.
It's a tribute. Just,
And it just bummed me out, man. But, but you know, hey, it's sad. But like I said, the new Mad Villain album, I can look forward to that. And honestly, he's released so many like individual tracks. He's one of those dudes that just kept writing and kept appearing on other people's stuff. There's a great track by Gorillaz. I don't know. Damon Albarn is also, you know, inspired by him or loves working with him. And, there's this work he's done with a ton of people, RZA from the Wu-Tang and all kinds of people, but
his work is like Jimi Hendrix, illegitimate children.
Yeah.
They're all over the globe. They're everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, or who was it? Genghis Khan. They say like a certain percentage of the world or at a certain,
I'm related to Genghis Khan.
Descended from him.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep, that's why I'm. I got my lovely shape of my body.
Yeah, man.
Is very
you're a conqueror's
like,
body.
Yes, yes, and totally. Yeah, I'm not going to conquer anything except for the fridge.
This fridge is going down.
I also mentioned earlier that made quite the big stir on social media, and I must mention that we are also, in fact, on social media. So if you ever want to get in touch with the Selling Out Show, it is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Send us an email, sellingoutshow@gmail.com, or visit all of our socials at Selling Out Show, because, hey, why not? That's the name of the friggin' show, right? So, yeah, and, you know, if you want to make fun of Toby for anything, like his lack of political knowledge prowess, or maybe...
or the way you produce prowess.
Prowess. Hey, I'm a con. I'm going to fucking murder you.
You can make fun of me for something, too. I don't care.
Or if they just want to talk MF Doom with you, make sure you drop us a line. We would love to hear it. So, all right, guys, I have to change gears a little bit here because it is a new year. We've been dealing with so much. We thought it was over when 2020 ended. I don't know why anybody was like, oh, yeah, as soon as that clock ticks over, man, all the BS is done. When I mean, we didn't even mention it was like a bomber in Nashville and then this freaking siege in the Capitol. But there are many things to look forward to in 2021. Most notably here, more content from us. Yes. Other than anything that we mentioned earlier, is there anything currently driving you nuts right now that's happening or anything that you're potentially eager to happen in the foreseeable future?
I'm looking forward to going to live music. Obviously, I do a segment on music every episode, and I'm like ready to go see some shows, man. The
online
thing
is
cool, but
that's you mean people still need to get vaccinated. We don't know what's going to happen, so that's like a maybe.
Yeah, I guess. So, I guess better happen. Better fucking happen.
I think everybody is hungry for any form of normalcy to return. Live shows, of course, being a big one, a real big one. Toby, how about you, my young friend?
I mean, really, I'm waiting for concerts and live shows again, man. Used to, it was just like, oh, I can't go to the show because I have to go to work. And now, like, that the option is just completely gone, it just makes it that much worse of like, ah, I can't go if I want to or if I can go.
Because so, I could die or I can infect others and they would die.
Yeah.
Or Dave would show up and his Genghis Khan gene would fucking come out full flare and he would behead me in front of an audience.
He'd just be fucking everyone.
Yeah, I'd be fucking and killing. That's what I do. I'm a, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So
I remember.
What's that?
Anyway, I was just going to say, I remember years ago you going to a show and doing like headbutting contests with another friend of ours and myself. And then you got kicked out of that same show twice in one night. You made it back in.
Donald Trump got impeached, and I was kicked out of a Cool Keith show twice. So
twice
that
in one night.
In one night. In comedy. Yeah. You know, he got it twice in one term. I got and it not, twice in one night at the Middle East in Boston, Massachusetts.
And not even, you didn't even get kicked out the second time for breaking back in. You got kicked out for a whole other reason the second time. Like, it wasn't like they caught you and threw you back out. Like, you got kicked out for a whole other shit.
Jesus Christ.
Well, the first time, just kind of like expand on this story a little bit, was they put me in timeout and they put me on like this chair and they're like, you sit here and you simmer down there, young man. And then I you know, went right back into the fray, got booted out, then came back in. But yeah, it, you know what, just to kind of show a contrast here, that was the wild, crazy me of yesteryear. And now, to kind of go on what I was asking you guys, what's annoying me more than anything in 2021 is it's been very chilly where I live, and I have chapped hands. My hands are chapped, and I was actually literally sitting in my house today looking at my hands and thinking, what is worse, a chapped hand or a chapped lip? I don't know.
Can you imagine?
Phil, Jill? Huh? What's that?
Can you imagine young Dave thinking that you're going to be old Dave thinking of these kind of questions instead of like breaking back into shows?
Well, Toby, let me tell you, New Year, you know how I celebrated? I bought a 12 pack of Seagram's wine coolers, which I think each one has an alcohol content of 3.2. And I mean, I would pick one up, look at, and they'd have, you know, good names like Jamaican Me Happy. What a play on words. Down my throat, you delicious bastard. And, I played Uno with my family. So I say this to you because, yes, if you talk to the guy that got kicked out of the show, I almost called me Middle East Dave, which would be terrible. He's going to put me on like a no-fly list or something. But, yeah.
Trump would have.
He would have, right. You know, he would probably break into Skynet, have an elaborate plan to come to the future and murder me, because how the fuck would I ever consider that a good time? But I did. And now I sit here with chapped hands, and they bother me.
That is the epitome of the name of the show.
Chapped ass. What in the name of the show? What do you want to call the show?
I said that's the epitome of the name of this show.
Selling out
show. You selling out, old bastard.
Yeah. And it's cool, man.
Your wine coolers.
It's hip. I never thought I was going to do it. Even in the store when I was buying them, I was like, no, you can't do that. That's like against everything, every fiber of your being. And I'm like,
everything that you stood for as a kid.
Yeah, but everything I stood for was wrong. You see? Yeah. So I was kind of like, well, I want to still celebrate and have a good time, but I don't want to get to a place where I'm going to be like a shitbag. So let me just fucking drink responsibly. I went to bed that night. I won a couple rounds of Uno. Thank you. And I didn't have that much of a buzz on. I slept comfortably. And the next day, I was like, hey, new year, new me. Yay.
See
woo.
That? That great. Genghis Khan genes.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck
you.
You
conquered
Genghis
Uno.
Yeah. I beheaded all my opponents.
Yeah.
But yeah, this chapped hand thing, I keep bringing it up because I don't know, guys. I keep using lotion.
It sucks. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I don't know, man.
It sucks.
I don't know what to
do. Is that dry weather? Yeah, you poor guys.
Spunk lube.
Yeah.
I could put spunk lube on it. I think, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it'd heal anything. It'd probably just make it better if I was fisting somebody.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You know? But other than that, I don't know if, what kind of medicinal purposes spunk lube would serve on my chapped hands. And I get a nickel for every time I say chapped hands. That's why I keep repeating myself over and over and over and over again. All right, gentlemen, I think this does it for our first installment of 2021, our grand return. I do want to mention that you can find us on all of your favorite podcatchers, which sounds like an STD, if you ask me. And Toby, you have an announcement to make, don't you, about our little program? Where else can we be found?
Oh, yes. There's a little spot on the Bad Secret Media website. Ooh. So go to badsecretmedia.com, and you can find all the links to everything for the social media for Selling Out and some of the podcatchers that you just one-stop shop for it all.
Sweet. Other great shows.
Yeah, you can check out my other shows and stuff on there. There's links to all kinds of stuff. So yeah, go check it out. Badsecretmedia.com.
Awesome. Hot links. Secret.
Spicy links.
Spicy links.
Spicy links is sausage. Mm,
I had sausage links for breakfast.
Did you? Yeah, Jimmy Dean?
I think they were actually, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. See?
You sold should call them too. For a sponsor.
Yeah. Call Jimmy Dean. He's still alive.
No, he ain't.
Oh, I was going to say, Jimmy, I love you.
I can dig him up.
Yeah, there you go. All right, we got to get the fuck out of here. Right, anything else you guys want to say before we hit the road?
Jimmy Dean, get in touch with me. Call my people. That's about it.
Jimmy Dean, call his people.
Okay, so that's how we're going to end this. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. I am Dave. That is Nate. And that over there is Toby. And this has been The Selling Out Show.
Peace. Wake up, you never look so lonely.